Podcast Ranger.
Dog of Wisdom is a treat. Welcome to Extra Cast Ranger, everybody.
I'm not putting any of that
in. Yeah, you are. Mr. Oh, we leave everything in. How is the Dog of Wisdom, our special guest for today? How are you, Dog of Wisdom? Oh, I see everything. Ah, he's praising Shin Godzilla on Blu-ray. Out now.
Okay, in all seriousness, yes, hi, I'm YoloCaster. I bought Shin Godzilla.
Did you say YoloCaster?
Yo!
God damn it.
I can you show
that picture of me, Gar, holding that can of dab beer. Yeah.
Now you gotta do it. Welcome to Extra Cast Ranger. It's 4:05 tonight because Raven is baby daddy. He's doing the dad duties. The daddies.
I have mucus buildup in my left ear. It's unpleasant.
That is news.
Yeah.
I just drove to Caledon and back.
Oh, fun.
In Caledonia.
How far was that?
I spent a total of 2.5 hours driving.
Well, you have way more experience of driving than that.
Through a fucking heavy rain situation.
Why'd you do that?
Were there just people
because
yelling
Sean Cue mementos.
Yeah. Alright. Let's get into our news.
Grass.
I'm also here.
Bad.
That sounded like Emily was going, oh, no, not the news.
No.
First, I'm going to drink this Pepsi.
Well, I'm going to drink water, because that's better for you.
Well...
It's gluten-free.
If I was interested in what was good for me, I wouldn't be here right now.
You know what's funny? Emily will get a kick out of this. Like, at my work, we have our coffee station, where, like, all our coffees are, but then we have hot water, and, like, underneath all the coffee signs, like, where it shows the name of the type of coffee it is, it shows, like, the calorie count, but hot water, it just says, hot water, 0 calories. As if people don't already know that.
But do you guys have just hot?
Yeah, I wish we had just hot.
It's just steam.
I'm sorry.
First thing that I think is worth mentioning is a couple days ago on our Facebook page, I put up an image of the new Reaper skin from Overwatch, which looks like his own version of Laser Turbo. I put up that image with the gamer driver on it, and that thing has kind of gone a little bit viral. We got, like, 26 new likes on the Facebook this week and a few new Discord joins.
Hooray for us stealing something from Blizzard and making and just slapping something from Toei off of it. Yay!
I gave them $70! I think I can use it. Fucking had to buy 70 boxes for that fucking loot skin.
Yeah, and I was in the room when you finally got it. You screamed.
I did.
I heard it while I was watching The Matrix.
Also, sorry to get sidetracked quickly, but, yeah, when you were laughing earlier, Ichi,
yeah.
I was talking to my parents on the phone. My dad was like, is that a dog in the background? Because he sounds like a dog.
Certainly not one of wisdom. Okay, that's my fault. Before we get into the actual news.
I'm like just here watching everything.
I just wanted to quickly mention Strega, who people might know is the current project of Garage Hero TV, the guys who made Gun Caliber. They are about to launch the Indiegogo for the second movie, for Strega, which is going to be happening on August 25th. So if anyone is interested in supporting basically Gun Caliber 2, check out Garage Hero TV's information.
Why would they start an Indiegogo now when they've already started filming?
Don't ask me. It's not my project.
That's true.
That seems kind of... Bueno, if you ever listen to this, my deepest apologies. That seems kind of back-ass backwards.
Would you even go far as to say, Is no bueno?
Is no bueno.
Hi, Blaze. How's it going, buddy? We love you.
Oh, yeah, we have our Discord open, so we have one listener. His name is Blaze.
Even though we're not doing any guests over Discord, I just decided to keep this opening for people to listen to the live recording.
He says he's pretty good. I'd say that's pretty good.
I'm glad you're doing okay, Blaze.
So, yeah, I'm going to, as long as I remember to, we'll be keeping the Discord open when we record, which is usually Fridays between around 9 or 10 o'clock.
Damn right.
Eastern Standard Time.
No, Pacific.
We can have fans in other time zones.
Meanwhile, somebody in the UK.
Ah, fuck.
Oh, shit, I missed it.
That was Australian.
We're gonna lose
it. Aw, crikey.
Moving on, actual news time.
I got Vegemite all stuck in me bean.
Oh, I know how you feel, boys.
Come on.
Oh, me, easy. I want to talk about it.
Me.
No, Gar can talk about it.
I have no idea who put your hand up first. How about you both say it at the same time, and we'll see how far
okay,
we get.
Okay, one, two, three. Colorado Heisei Generation's final poster and release date revealed.
Nailed it.
Jinx!
Well,
all right.
Keep going, both of you.
Okay,
first official poster release date of Heisei Generation's final.
Okay.
The upcoming Colorado X8 and Colorado Build crossover film has been revealed.
All right. There was a rumor going around.
Which I have in one of my next posts.
I actually have it written
okay.
down. In my Google Drive.
Well, let's talk about the actual, what we know for sure before we talk about the rumor.
Alright, let's talk about the poster quickly.
It's got X8, it's got Build on it.
And
some riders in the background.
Three mystery men in the back.
From the looks of it, Black RX. One's definitely Decade. But there's one more silhouette.
Wait, Ichi.
I thought you were
going to
say one's definitely dead.
Three mystery men,
so
you
ghost.
Say.
Yep.
Which ones from mystery men are they? The
Captain Hammer.
Yeah.
Is there Captain Hammer?
Blue Raja.
And
Invisible Boy, whatever?
No, I always forget his name. The guy who voiced Alex the Lion in Madagascar.
The bit's dead. Moving on.
Ben Stiller,
that's
right. Right. So it's called Heisei Generation's Final because technically this is the final time the two Heisei series will cross over.
Because
Build is the last Heisei series.
Yeah.
The series after Build will be the
I
first
know,
rider of a new era.
But
because the Emperor of Japan is changing.
In 2019.
Yeah, Build is 2018, so the series after Build will be the new era.
Yeah, but there will still be like a good few months of Kamen Rider in the Heisei era. So would he technically qualify as the end of the Heisei era? The 20th season?
I think the idea is the majority of Build will be in the majority of the new next rider will be in the new era. So
what I'm excited about this movie
because if you think about it, Black RX technically happened during Heisei, but they call it a Showa series.
So the Shin, Zeto, and Jay.
Exactly.
What I'm excited most about this movie is that, like, we're probably gonna have all the past Heisei riders in this movie, like Kuga to Ghost.
I actually got a list of actors that are rumored coming back.
Okay.
Alright.
Whoa.
Alright, so here's I have a better one written down.
Okay.
Alright, so this is the current plot for the film right now. Kamen Riders of the Heisei era are suddenly taken into the other world.
The non-specific other world.
It's just a void.
It's hell.
Whichever. Yeah.
Where a mysterious rider calling himself Grand Rider challenges all of them for the title of Strongest Heisei Kamen Rider. It's Narutaki.
We're getting a motherfucking tournament. Wait, Narutaki's gonna be the Grand Rider?
I can see it happening.
Oh, please bring back Narutaki!
No, you know what needs to happen?
It would explain why he's always been around.
And you know what else needs to happen? Foundation X needs to be involved, because what the fuck did they end up doing?
Absolutely.
Oh yeah, you
nothing.
Told me.
Some notes for the film. The film will feature legend rider forms for all the main Heisei era riders, such as Kamen Rider Kuga / Agito form and Kamen Rider Kiva Drag Gretter form.
So they're going to get legend rider powers of each other.
No, it's Build's gimmick. It's going to be like rider.
No.
Like, from what?
Legend rider forms for all of the main Heisei riders.
Yeah,
so Kuga, Agito form. So it's Agito form of Kuga.
I think what it's meant to be is that Build will get the abilities of legend riders, no, and he would get new forms based on
them. But
the
thing is, we already know that each rider is going to be one set of two bottles because of the way the double and Exeid bottles are. This one says Kuga Agito form, which means it's Kuga Agito form. It's not build Kuga
then
Agito form.
Then why the hell is Kiva getting a form from Ryuki?
I don't know.
Because they're mixing it up. It's Heisei. They're going to mix and match all of them.
Exactly. So it would make more sense if it means that build will get these powers and make forms out of them.
But yeah, well, but it doesn't see. But it doesn't match up with the
This
the
is in, this is some guy translating this.
Okay.
And this
anyways,
is all still rumored anyway.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
all rumored.
So anyways, veteran actors coming back. Kento Hamada, aka Takumi.
Kento Honda.
Yeah, Kento
Fies.
Yeah. Takumi, Kamen Rider Fies. Takayuki Tsubaki
Blade.
Yeah. Kenzaki. Hiro Mishis. Hiro
Mizushima Kabuto
Tendo Soji.
Oh,
yes.
That would
Koji Seto as Wataru
Kiva.
Yep. Masahiro Inoue.
Inoue. Decade.
Yep. Ren Kiriyama.
Double.
Joker.
Shotaro.
Yep. Shun Watanabe.
Oz. It's yep. Watanabe.
Watanabe, sorry.
You're the least qualified to read names. I'm sorry.
No, my voice is all of Gakusano.
Gaim.
Yeah, Kota.
Takuchi Ryoma, Drive.
Yeah. Takeuchi.
Whatever.
Ryoma Takuchi as Tomari Shinosuke.
Yep.
Shun Nishime as
Ghost.
Onuma Tenkuji Takedu.
Because we needed him.
And for some odd reason, Tom Fujita.
Fujita. Amazon Omega.
Haruka, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that was a surprise.
Spoilers, Kabuto will win.
So every title Heisei, Neo Heisei rider, except for
Forze
and Wizard.
Wait, what happened to Wizard?
Forze got really popular in his career. Like, extremely.
That, you know, they don't want to overcrowd.
And Wizard had one too many donuts.
As we've been saying, Wizard had
I still
too many
don't understand that joke.
Because his face looked chubby when we saw him in the X-Day Ghost movie.
Yeah,
so, you haven't seen that yet.
Only
See, you haven't seen Fat Haruto yet.
Just stop it.
The fandom is calling him Debuto.
Oh
I don't know
God,
if they
I
are.
Actually...
I just made that up. Debu's the one for
that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So those are rumors. I hope they're true, and then some. And speaking of what we can confirm, there was a spy shot showing Brave, Fantasy Gamer level 50, fighting Hyper Kabuto.
He's gonna get destroyed! I know Kabuto's the most broken thing in Rider, period.
Here's the thing. It's safe to say that they're ramping up. He's probably gonna level up into Legacy Gamer 100 during the fight.
Even so, Ichi.
No, I'm on your side, I trust you. Even level 100 stands no chance against the man who can rewind time!
Hyper Clock Up is busted.
Broke.
Aren't they currently fighting a guy who can
The thing is, because Kabuto's not the focus of the movie, it's probably, he's gonna hold back and, like, not use his full powers against him.
Oh, that's gonna be bullshit.
You know, like, every other time a previous rider reappears.
So, is it usually the most recent rider who wins just because...
Is the focus.
Can I actually say something?
Oh, sorry.
What am I gonna say, no?
Maybe. Okay, I actually said it?
So...
Yeah, that quick plot synopsis that we just... That rumored plot synopsis that we got for Heisei Generation's finale.
Final.
It kind of reminds me of a fanfic that I wrote back in high school.
They are listening to us!
In which, basically, I watched every Heisei series from Kuga to Kiva actually listed every rider that is still active, and they all had a battle royale.
Who won?
The winner would have been Kuga, and...
It is the ultimate showdown!
No, but guess
ultimate
this, it's
destiny.
Like, the end would be the secured, like, the end would be the guard, and if you ever...
The end would be a shitty guard.
No, but Decade would be, like, the final boss, like, he would come down and be like, oh yeah, thanks for gathering everybody's powers for me, now I'm gonna whip your ass.
The end would be a shitty guard, he'd just steal everything and bail.
Well, no, this is, like, an AI the end.
No.
Oh.
He would be the executioner. If you break the rules, you die from him.
You get data drained in the face. Thinking about
realistic terms, though, in terms of, like, the actors coming back, Decade definitely will, because he always likes coming back to reprise his Decade.
Same with Shotaro.
And Shotaro always loves coming back, because he loves Kamen Rider.
Koji is actually a decent... Like, he hasn't been back since,
Decade?
No, Wizard Forze.
Was Kiba in that one?
Oh, did I say the wrong name?
You said Seto Koji.
Did you mean Decade?
No, I meant sorry, I meant to say Watanabe.
Oh, O's.
Yeah, he hasn't been around since the double, or not double O's, Wizard Forze crossover.
Ultimatum, yeah. It's my favorite rider crossover movie.
So, whatever is happening, Heisei Generation's final looks to be fun times.
This is probably going to be a fucking awesome movie. It's going to be such fan service.
It better be the swan song of the of these crossovers.
I don't think they'll stop doing crossovers. They'll just stop calling them Heisei.
Yep, they're going to do it exactly like they did with Pretty Cure, where they said, All Stars is over, now it's called New Stage.
So, question. What's the Heisei era, like, the next era going to be called?
Well, it hasn't been... Because, if you really think of it, the Emperor took a Chinese... From what I understand, Chinese lettering to make the word Heisei.
Oh.
So, it could be whatever his son wants it to be.
Oh, it's not
this shall
the
be
name.
The Canada era.
No, it's a Showa era period. It was named after the emperor.
Okay.
Just with the Heisei era, completely different.
So whoever the emperor was for the Heisei era just decided on the name Heisei?
Hang on, I'm going to quickly pull it up while you guys...
History lesson!
Yeah. Next story.
Not Heisei Godzilla.
Speaking of movies, Kamen Rider Exe, True Ending, opens at number 2 in the box office.
Damn right.
Behind... Despicable Me 3!
Yeah.
Hey, in that case, it's number one, you know, Toei movie. Think of it that way.
Despicable Me is ridiculously popular in Japan as well.
It's fucking every child loves Minions.
Although it did beat Transformers The Last Night and the JoJo's Bizarre Adventure movie.
Ooh.
Yeah. Film cult currently holds a 92.2 satisfaction level rating among audiences. And speaking of the movie, I have actually seen and obtained and saved for later an actual synopsis of the movie, because there's been a lot of talk about how it actually fits into the ending of the series. So when the series ends, we will talk about that.
Have people seen the series ending?
Well, no, but people have seen the movie. That's why... I have the synopsis of the movie, and we'll talk about that after we finish the series.
Okay, so is it the true ending, or?
I don't know yet. I haven't even read the thing myself.
Oh, fair enough.
I'm going to be just as surprised as everyone else.
Okay.
All right, next.
Sorry for the questions.
Oh.
Dr. Mighty Double X Gash It.
Oh my god.
Formal release announcement. Lane and I have already pre-ordered these.
Okay, here it is.
Oh, history lesson.
Yeah, according to Obuchi, the name Heisei was taken from two Chinese history and philosophy books, namely Records of the Grand Historian, Shiki, and Classic of History, Shoyoki. In the Shiki, the sentence... Oh boy, that's a lot of Chinese.
You want me to try reading this?
Yes, please. I'm illiterate. I am terribly sorry.
The sentence, Nei Ping Wa Cheng. I could be mispronouncing that terribly. Uchi Tairaka ni Sotonaru. That.
So, okay, I'm kind of right.
It's from Chinese, that's all that you need to know. Anyways.
China!
Dr. Mighty Double X Gashit. It's pretty.
By combining both meanings, Heisei is intended to mean peace everywhere.
Okay.
That's it.
Damn Neo Peace Everywhere era.
Kamen Rider Peace Everywhere Generations.
Final.
Back on topic.
The peace will end, yes.
Final peace everywhere.
Back on topic, Dr. Mighty Double X.
No. This Gashit's amazing.
I love it. It's got both their voices.
Gar didn't like the X8 episode.
Why?
I'll get into
more. Sorry, that'll happen.
But this Gashit's fucking amazing because literally the voice for it is both Kiria and Dan. And it's just... No. It makes sense, Gar, because they both created it.
When did they have the time?
You watched them do it in the episode.
Dan is a genius game designer, and he makes these gadgets. He knows how to make one from scratch.
We'll talk about why that doesn't make sense in the episode discussion, but in the meantime, we're talking about the release of the toy.
And
so,
like,
we can see through the official images that the actual display on the gadget between the level X and double X forms is Laser, Turbo, and Genmu's forms, which is cool because we never got to see like the game display of what Laser Turbo is.
Tabo.
And then the Double X version is a pill border around Exade Muteki Gamer because it's designed for his use. This actually really fixes a lot all my problems with the Mighty Brothers gadget, because I wanted like the double gadget, but I didn't like the colors on Mighty Brothers. But this actually I really like. So I'll be buying this. That way I have both the dual and double style of gadget because I got the beta as well.
Yeah, no, but this thing's great. We heard the sound effects for it. And
they actually published them on the website, yeah. So I have high quality rips of the sounds.
And it's fantastic.
If anyone wants them, I have them in my sound collection I can link.
It's just the Flintstones theme song.
So
the granddad gadget.
The premium Bandai web exclusive. 2,700 yen, December release. Pre-orders for the item end on August 31st, so make sure to get your prescription in.
That was good.
Or else the Gamius virus will...
Now I need to see
you.
A doctor!
No, no, don't...
Now I need a surgeon!
No.
You're not even
worth it. I need an unlicensed radiologist! Oh, no, I'm dead! I need a coroner!
Anyways, moving along. Speaking of a coroner, Hayato Onozuka, who plays Kiria, was recently in a publicity video for PlayStation VR.
Cool.
Okay.
So, he plays Farpoint and Winning Eleven 2017 for PSVR in this video.
What
so.
Is with PlayStation with that gun?
Well, that's how you play shooters with it.
It's like Link's crossbow training.
I mean,
yeah, but that
man,
at
that
least
is...
looked like a crossbow. That just looks like two pieces of pipe. Like, no, literally.
It's Link's two pieces
PlayStation
of pipe.
PlayStation VR.
Go
it's
up
just
to the
two
first
pieces of pipe.
It literally looks like a piece of pipe.
It's just an accessory for the PlayStation Move controller.
Yeah.
Doesn't even look finished.
If you really give a shit about that, then you can... I'm sure there's, like, a custom fan-made version you can buy.
Buy PlayStation
better.
VR. Out now.
Second, isn't this technology dated now? Not VR. Like...
The Move?
Yeah.
No, you use the Move in VR. It's like, part of some games.
The Move was the Sony's attempt at trying to copy the Wii's motion controls, and nobody gave a shit about it because the Wii did it first.
Pretty much, actually.
So, yeah.
Oh, hi, Overkill.
Hi, Dave.
Oh,
so, yeah, if you want to see Laser play some VR games, then there's a video out. Next. The actress playing Build's main heroine is apparently actually a ninja.
Why
that's
share,
pretty amazing.
Why share it out with the world?
Oh, yeah, now she's...
You
she
know, ninjas.
Around, yeah.
Hidden.
Yeah, but she's hidden in plain sight.
She's in a ninja.
She's in a ninja. She's a ninja who doesn't hide. Triggered!
Ah, stop slapping me!
Okay, stop it.
You guys are slapping.
Sorry, that's Gar's trigger word. He hates the ninja.
What if I call them Nignar?
Yeah, I was thinking of that too.
Nignars?
Nignar.
Anyways, Kaho Takeda, who plays Misora Isurugi on Kamen Rider Build, was the winner of the 2014 National Ninja Champion Competition. Sadly, we might not see some of her ninja skills in the series, as her job is to purify the harmful components of the smash.
I still can't get over that.
Everybody get up, stand and slam now.
All right, next. Kamen Rider Denno Rider Ticket 10th Anniversary Collection.
Oh.
Do you like Imagines and tickets for the Denno Pass?
Yeah.
Then Jesus Christ, do we have a product for you.
Look at that picture again.
Hover the card over a child's head and absorb their thoughts.
it requires
the power of children.
It looks like he's bloated in his face.
It looks like he's actually getting his soul sucked out.
It requires the power of children to work.
I love that kid's face.
Like, I think every single Imagine ticket that was ever in Denno anything is in this collection.
So the set includes various rider tickets used in the series and its films, includes special tickets that reveal the Imagine and time period once the card is placed near a victim's head? So that actually does that?
Chances are by body temperature.
You put it on someone's head and it reveals the imagine. Oh my god.
It has to be that specific child, though.
Igar.
He is the victim.
It must blow your mind now to know that Ultraman Orb was in Deno. He was Kai.
Yep.
He was the final villain in Deno.
Wait a minute, he was Kai in Deno.
And he was
Guy in Orb.
He was also that nerd in Death Game Park.
Guy and Kai.
But that child is the victim. It doesn't say any person, it just says the victim. So it has to be that specific child, or else that won't happen.
So the set comes with 88 standard cards, 6 foil cards, 32 changing cards, special booklet, and a binder.
Jeez, this is now starting to remind me of the episode of Foster Song for Imaginary Friends where Blue just goes crazy over baseball cards.
So this premium Bandai web exclusive set costs 10,000 yen, so $100 on the dot before shipping and markup and customs for a December release.
I'll take a no, please. Like, as cool as it sounds...
They don't do anything!
Well, except for the 32 that do.
Yeah, collecting cards is so bogus. Gar, you literally spent almost $100 just on fusion cards.
It comes with, like, Sieg and, like, the Infinity Ticket and these ones that, like, forbid you from boarding the Denliner.
That's great.
Alright.
That's cool. If you like Deno, buy them!
You know what, actually, they'd be good as autograph pieces for, like, finding all the VAs of each Imagine.
Oh, yeah.
And then
that
would
be cool.
You do know I have an autograph from an Imagine, right?
That's cool. Which one?
The Wolf Imagine?
Oh, Hiyama?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. Nobuyuki Hiyama. He was in
I have also met him.
He was at Anime North.
I also met him and got pictures with him, and then I lost my camera.
Oh, I took pictures with him, but
I thought you were going to say, oh, I found your camera.
No.
Oh.
No, I got pictures of him, but according to Anime North, I can't show him online.
Right.
Okay, I talk about this.
Sure.
Yay. More SH Figure Arts got announced, in which it's Shocker.
Shocker.
Hey!
Truly shocking.
Renewal Shocker Grunts, in which one is the standard one that you see nowadays, the Mexican one.
The Mexican one?
I shit you not. Apparently they're from America. They're from the America, or the American, base.
In Mexico?
Yes.
Wait,
the American base in Mexico.
I'm sorry, I missed something. What?
apparently
oh,
Shocker
guard,
Troopers are Mexican,
okay.
But they're also American.
Oh.
See!
We just need a thumbnail for this episode to just be a Shocker Trooper with a sombrero and like one of those Pedro mustaches.
No!
And just the name of the episode is
Sing! No!
Done.
Key.
Don't do it!
And in the background is the red guys, or as Tom and I call them, Flamios.
Oh, you mean the original Shocker Grunts?
If anyone wants context on that, watch our videos of when we play Comrade or Batteride War.
Yeah. Also, the one that surprised me the most is Gel Shocker Grunts.
Is that the X-Man looking fucker?
Yes.
No, the biggest one is...
So at the very end of Kamen Rider, Shocker became Gel Shocker.
Okay.
Why
so,
gel?
Because the old one didn't gel the fans.
Yeah. So in which they became Gel Shocker, in which those are the current Grunts. But then, Great Shocker Leader. Figure art.
AKA cracked egg on red cape.
He better come with a snake head.
Yeah, I'm like, that head turns into a cobra.
No,
Makes sense, it's an egg then.
No, it's Ku Klux Klan mask.
Because they're neo-Nazis.
Then snake head, then that.
Oh, okay.
Then Illuminati.
And then nothing.
Yeah, his head does look like an egg.
No.
Let's crack this egg!
Let's see what kind of snake I can be!
First we crack the shell, then we eat the yolk inside!
Great leader, if he's our man, he can't do it. Great! Shocker!
3 years, still miss you, Robin.
In addition, Ambassador Hell's monster form, Gara Garanda, and Gel
Shocker. Can you say it again, please?
Gara Garanda, not helping the Mexican thing.
Hey, Gara Garanda!
It's Carnival!
No. Hey! I'm sorry, Mexico.
Gel Shocker's great leader and Gara Garanda will also get their own SH Figure Arts figures as well. Details such as price and release dates of these figures are yet to be announced.
One of these, it's moments like this that I wish we just had a fucking acoustic guitar so we just go.
Chupacabra. I'm really,
El Niño.
Hang on, I'll go
really
get my guitar.
Sorry, Mexico.
But yeah, no, I'm glad that there are more Shocker figure arts.
Are you gonna get out about it?
Hey, it's Gar. He's gonna get out about
it. Gara Glad.
Yeah.
You know what? That's the episode name.
Okay.
I'm sorry, that was stupid.
Yeah, the thumbnail's still a Shocker Trooper with a sombrero and a mustache.
Are you sure it can't be me with a sombrero?
No.
Oh.
Shocker Trooper with your face and a sombrero.
Yeah, we already put you on Godzilla's fucking...
With Yellowcaster's face.
Yeah.
There you go.
Wait, that was Gamera.
Yeah, that was Gamera.
Yeah.
But no, it's just...
Didn't we put Donald Trump on Godzilla once?
I think we made jokes about Trump. And then again, who hasn't made jokes about Trump now?
I'll tell you who hasn't. Kamen Rider Skull, because the Skull Boiler has been announced.
Yeah.
Skull! Did y'all like my seamless ass segue?
Yeah.
That's a cool hat. What?
He's the only Kamen Rider that wears a fedora, and he wears it super awesomely.
The only Rider who wears
a
fedora so far.
Like, Kamen Rider Skull is on his own separate tier of just greatest rider ever because
is
he's
it
just
because
so
he's
badass.
Based on Man.
He's the only person, real or fictional, who's still allowed to wear a fedora and still be cool.
What about Indiana Jones?
Indiana Jones isn't a writer.
He's got you there.
He
should be!
Just henshin!
Just like, he henshins just like Kamen Rider Skull, who like does the whip around with the belt.
Lock on.
Yeah, that's like his standby chime.
That would actually be cool.
Okay. Premium Bandai announces the SH Figuarts release of Skull's Rider Machine, the Skull Boiler. Which really doesn't make sense when you think about the name, because Doubles was called the Hard Boiler because he was all about being hard boiled. But if Skull came first, naming his bike the Skull Boiler seems kind of out of order.
Well, maybe Sokichi Narumi thought he was Skull Boiled. I mean, did you ever think about that?
Okay, Lane, there are some
jokes. What's better than
even,
hard...
Even you know that's bullshit.
What's better than hard-boiled? Skull-boiled.
No.
Scalding hot-boiled.
He'd skull-boiled eggs for breakfast.
So...
They're like hard-boiled eggs that
he boils eggs in his skull. That's
no,
his
that's
stove.
Not what I was thinking.
He just cracks it on his skull.
Gar just wants to, like, I can see in Gar's head, he's just beating the shit out of me in his head. Just, no! No, Lane!
Excuse me.
Yes.
Blaze has a really good point. If Indiana Jones was a rider, he better hope he doesn't run into Shocker Snake Leader.
Oh.
It's always snakes.
Snakes.
I'm sorry, everyone.
Snakes.
How do they hile with their whole body?
Scarlet! No, they just, like, two of them lay on top of each other to form a swastika.
Great, now I'm just thinking about G.I. Joe.
Hey!
The best they fought against Cobra.
How much is this gonna be, G?
The Skull Boiler figure
arts. That's a cool picture.
Which I'm sorry about this.
Which includes stand parts, which is also being... It'll be the perfect pair for the Renewal Skull that's releasing in August. The Skull Boiler is priced at 5,184 yen and release March of next year.
Is there a set coming out with the bike and the rider?
Probably.
As much as there should be, it does not appear so.
Well, that's a waste.
Skull's coming out in August. His bike is not coming out until next March.
I wonder if there's just a...
That's good planning, Hokage.
I wonder if there's just a figure collector that just only collects the bikes. Like, he's like, I'm not interested in the riders. I like the bikes.
No,
if you're someone who only collects the bikes, come on our show.
No.
Message us.
Yeah, but there are people who collect... Oh, sorry.
There's a picture of Kamen Rider Ichigo in a coffin.
Yes, Hitler's treasure. Kamen Rider!
Okay.
I love when Nazis are mentioned in Kamen Rider.
Now you get to put that image in.
Oh, I already have that picture.
I bet you do.
I've had that since
Hitler's
2015.
Treasure.
I've had Hitler's treasure since high school. Next, and most excitedly, the Kamen Rider Double Futo Detectives manga has not only been released, chapter one, but scanlated already.
Goodbye.
It's like
goodbye.
Hitler versus
goodbye.
Hitler
goodbye.
Versus Gartler.
Goodbye.
Gar's gone. Bye.
Can you tell Gar isn't a fan so far?
He doesn't like... Okay, the entire first chapter is just
set
Shotaro
up.
And...
It's set up.
Philip talking about boobs.
That's not it! It's in one frame!
I thought he liked boobs.
I guess not.
I genuinely
just Philip researched boobs. Yeah, I find them so fascinating, I got them myself.
You just like see the word opi written in large on his chalk whiteboard.
Shotaro touched them!
Wait, did that really happen?
No.
Let's not spoil anything that happens in it.
No, I'm talking about the manga.
No, I know. Let's not spoil what happens in it because people might want to read it. And you brought Kool-Aid.
I was talking about the show.
Kool-Aid's juice.
I was talking about the time that Philip researched pastries and then he got fat because he ate too many.
Oh, yeah. But anyways.
Turtle!
Don't you turtle me.
Turtle!
I'm really confused now.
I know.
More so than I was like 2 seconds ago.
So anyways... the series is being translated by Solar Wings and being distributed by OZC, the same group that re-releases various toku shows in Blu-ray quality. So heads up for anyone who doesn't know, who didn't pay attention when we talked about it before, the double manga apparently features partial nudity and gore.
Cool.
It has partial nudity and partial gore?
Yeah, half and half.
Oh.
As you can hear from Gar's silence, he loves this manga a lot. Favorite thing in the whole
thing. I got 10 pages in and I gave up.
What do you dislike?
The first chapter is set up. It's an ongoing series.
Does not when the first 10 pages consist of just.
Anyways, go read it. And depending on the availability of certain cast members, we may or may not be following through on our previously mentioned idea about doing a voiceover for that.
Turtle's happy.
We are in talks. We'll figure that out.
I don't know. It sounds cool to me.
Yeah.
Turtle's rocking out. Actually, did they announce who's replacing the Kermit the Frog guy?
Yeah, they did. It's the same person who did Constantine, Matt Vogel.
Oh, that's.
I mean, if anyone's gonna replace him, it should be that.
Yeah.
Wait. Like Constantine from CW's Constantine?
No, Constantine the Frog.
From Muppets Most Wanted.
Oh, the Kermit lookalike.
Yes.
The one who became
very
meme
good.
As evil Kermit for some reason.
Yay. Anyways, that's the news.
Is your name Bad Guy? Badgie.
Yes. Oh man, that movie's so good, and the first one too.
We're doing a sequel.
We're
backed by popular demand.
Come on,
everybody, strike up the band. We're
doing
a sequel. That's
were,
what we do in Hollywood. And everybody knows that the sequel's never quite as good. A sequel as another featured attraction. Places, please, light the lights, roll camera, action!
If there was a camera, I'd be staring at it.
Okay, we're done.
That wasn't meant to go on as far as it did. I'm sorry.
Hashtag.
Don't leave him hanging.
Hashtag Dream Yellow Ship Hardcore.
Wait, what?
Nothing.
I heard the thing.
I heard the thing, too.
Mm-hmm. It's okay, guys. I don't want to upset anyone.
Anyways,
that's
the news.
Juice. I bought Shin Godzilla.
The whole thing?
Yes, the whole thing.
I own it! My movie!
I literally bought my paycheck.
I bought the entire Matrix trilogy on Blu-ray because I really like the Matrix movies.
I bought Galgun VR.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah.
I need to. I mean, no.
Is that where you shoot
girls with like a gun that takes their clothes off?
Not. It doesn't take their clothes off. It gives them euphoria. Is the official description.
Yep.
Oh, it makes them horny. I see.
Well, I mean, they come at you already. Anyways.
Let's get
good
into
night.
The actual show.
Thanks for listening to our show that's definitely about tokusatsu.
It's because
no,
a
it's
cupid
not.
Hits a guy and there's like a whole backstory.
Read the wiki.
Back so break.
Everybody run. He's going to become an Ultraman, says Blaze about Gar.
Since you own the kaiju. Alright, bye-bye.
I'm sorry. Oh my gosh.